Sarah McCracken is the Head of Marketing Research and Communication at the Controlled Schools Support Council. There's a mouthful. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Frank.
Sarah, you're £140,000 up because of your maths, are you?
We certainly are, Frank. We are absolutely delighted that we've secured over €140,000 in Erasmus funding, that's European funding, to run a project in a couple of schools in Northern Ireland about teaching problem solving using maths and technology. So it's a really exciting opportunity for some local schools.
Is this the ideal way to get European money? €140,000, that would employ a couple of teachers for a year.
Well, this is a very separate project, Frank. We're the Controlled Schools Support Council, so we represent nearly half of all schools in Northern Ireland. So that's nursery schools, primary schools, post-primary schools and some special schools. And what we found when we've spoken to our schools is that teachers are looking for opportunities to develop their skills and enhance learning in the classroom. So this international project is an excellent way of doing that. And we're delighted that we're going to be working with partners from Finland, from Denmark, from Scotland and the Republic of Ireland, as well as Kilcooley Primary School and Bangor Academy, to develop teacher skills and confidence in training methods so that they can, you know, bring some excitement to the classroom.
Problem solving in technology-rich environments. Sounds incredibly digital, high-tech and tablet-led. Am I painting the right picture of a classroom?
Certainly does sound very technical, Frank, which I think, I mean, in the world we live in, children nowadays are growing up, you know, as you say, with iPads, with phones, and they think absolutely nothing of going out and doing videos and tweeting and Snapchat and all the rest of it. So it's about using technology in a constructive way to teach problem solving and just really normalising it in their everyday life. We were at the launch event yesterday and Johnny Hall, the P6 teacher in Kilcooley Primary School, brought some of his pupils in to show us how they use a QR code to get instructions so that they can...
You've lost me already. They use what sort of code?
Exactly, a QR code, Frank. I mean, that's what children are doing nowadays. It's a very easy way to get onto a website. Children are building their own videos. They're creating these brilliant technology things that you and I could only dream of back in the day, just to learn how to do videos, to create instructions for their peers, and then, you know, go on to develop these fairly technical problem solving things that they were demonstrating just yesterday. They were absolutely brilliant.
It is the modern age, and it's very important we don't sound like Neanderthals when we look back at what a seven, when we look down or look across or look up maybe to what a 7 or 8 year old is doing. And we've got to be very aware that in this digital age, I suppose it's vital to embrace the benefits that technology will be bringing, because very often on a programme like this we're discussing the negatives.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, that's what this project is about. It's about bringing together international partners who are experts in what they do. And that includes some of our teachers in Northern Ireland. So it's about sharing best practice. It's about learning from each other. And it's about bringing that back to the classrooms in Northern Ireland. We're going to run a number of CPD days for teachers in Northern Ireland. So we'll bring
CPD
together,
days, what are they now?
That's continuing professional development. So again, it's for teachers to share learning and best practice and learn some new techniques that they can then go back and use in their own classrooms. It's going to culminate in an international conference in a couple of years' time. And again, there'll be 150 delegates from all over the European Union and Northern Ireland at that, looking at all these different ways of how technology can enhance learning in the environment. I mean, if we're going to start producing the sort of the technology experts of the future, this is something that schools, Controlled Schools in Northern Ireland, are starting to embrace and start to make sure that the children have the skills and, you know, the techniques that they need to succeed in the future.
And are they doing anything with paper and pens and crayons? Does that exist now?
It certainly does. I know my children now, they're very young now in primary school. They're out forever bringing me home creative artwork and crafting that they've done in school. But equally, they're also learning how to use computers and how to do things on a screen as well. So the two go hand in hand together. It's not one at the exclusion of another.
Even for, say, 8, 9 year olds, are they still using jotters to do sums, or are they doing it all on a pad?
Oh, they're using sums and jotters as well, but again, it's about learning how this new technology can enhance their learning, so it's not one at the exclusion of another.
Even with the advice being given to Apple, and I think Apple even accepting that they're going to have to listen to the advice, that we've got to be really careful that the next generation isn't addicted to something that's been held in their hand. You think it's the right way to go educationally to completely embrace the digital future?
It's about making sure that we embrace the digital future correctly. It's not about this being the only method of learning out there. So we need to learn, you know, particularly the teachers and you know, ourselves who haven't grown up with that technology. So it's about embracing it and making sure that, you know, we can use it effectively and then teach the children the skills that they need in order to manage the technology. You know, it's also about taking photos, using videos, and it's using maths in real life situations using this technology. But, you know, it'll not replace completely pen and paper, but equally it's out there, so we need to teach children how to use it wisely.
It must be such fun. It really must be. You know, I remember when I was doing maths, they took us into the local shop and they got us to get groceries and work the till and act as we were shop assistants. It was a great idea because you were doing real counting in a real place. They with these guys, they're out and about, they're videoing, they're photographing, they're doing a special clip art, they're compiling some sort of little film or program that's all linked to adding, subtracting, toing and froing, wheeling and dealing. It must be the best of crack being in a maths classroom in this day and age.
I would love to be in a maths classroom like this, to be perfectly honest. I mean, the children yesterday who came in to demonstrate the problem solving, as I say, there's a video clip on our Twitter feed at CSSC_NI, and they were using blocks with different pattern shapes on them, different fractions, different sums, and, you know, the task was to put that into an order, you know, from low to high. Now, I have to tell you, the adults in the room are breaking out in a cold sweat even just thinking about it, but the children came in and they embraced it, and they really showed us how it's done. They also used those same blocks to, you know, create different patterns. I suppose in my head it was like a giant Rubik's Cube, so they had to create this pattern that was equal on all sides. And again, they showed us how it was done. So there was that tangible feeling of the blocks as well as scanning the QR code and getting the instructions on a video of how to actually do the task. So it was a real combination of methods.
I have a feeling there'll be a lot of people listening to this programme who are, you know, as old as me and older will be thinking, wow, hasn't school changed? It certainly has, but it's a very bright, positive, vibrant future, I think, and that Erasmus money sounds like as if it's going to be well spent. Sarah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Sarah McCracken there. The excitement of school, the joy of the classroom and the digital age. But can they count from 1 to 10? 90333105 077 66 105 105. I don't mean to be flippant with that. I'm quite sure the children have been taught every bit as well as we were, and maybe better.